Welcome to the Rising Consciousness Show, 20 minutes of soulful insights and powerful tools to elevate your life experience and create with higher clarity, intention, and vision. I'm Tara Antler, intuitive healer and soul coach.
And I'm King Gabriel, spiritual teacher and practitioner. And we are the co-founders of Ascension Academy of Life,
a global center for spiritual growth, intuitive healing, and soul alignment.
Get ready to blast off.
Okay, take 108, apparently. Just kidding, I probably take 4 or 5. I am doing an impromptu plug-in and power-up to talk about the upcoming April 8th solar eclipse. What to do, what not to do. I posted something, I shared a really powerful video from a dear friend of mine, Sasha Stone, who we saw yesterday in Bacalar. And I have some follow-up stuff that I want to share with you guys, because we received a lot of comments and questions from people in our community asking what to do, how to prepare, what's going on, what's the significance of this. So I want to go a little bit deeper in terms of what's happening on April 8th, why this is important, and why this is a really important time and window for humanity. Now, with anything, when it comes to astrological events, when it comes to things that are happening, you are the creator that animates everything. So take from it what you will and leave the rest, okay? You are a powerful creator, and that's the most important thing that I really want everyone to hear from this video, is you are a super creator, powered and powered up with everything that you need to create and manifest on this planet. So let's talk about what's happening on April 8th, and I'm hoping that you guys can hear me clearly, because I got through about, I'd say a third of my other video, and then it just went blank, and it wouldn't even publish. And so that's why I'm laughing that I said this is like take 108. So what is happening on the 8th is we have this powerful upcoming solar eclipse. Now, some people are freaking out about it. Some people are very excited about it. Some people are like, man, it's just another eclipse. I want to give some context as to why this might be an important time for you and your manifestations and creations. And I've been sharing this a lot lately in all of our programs, in Thrive, in our light leadership, in even in meditation. The other night, I had to lead a very different meditation, being directed by Source to say, get ready, because I feel like the training wheels have been taken off. So what do I mean by that? Many of us have wanted instant manifestation and creation on the planet, which is exciting. You know, we know our capacity. We know we want to create the most beautiful things. And yet I'm not sure if humanity would have been ready for instant manifestation and creation. The reason why I say that is because some people are still very not conscious of the direction of their thoughts, the direction of their energy, the direction of their emotions. And so think about the times when you've had shadow thoughts, or when you have worry-based thoughts or concerning thoughts or fear-based thoughts. That's getting created too. It's not just the positive. It's not like something is filtering. And I think something has. I think our higher self has been filtering some of the not so great thoughts and creations for us. But I feel like we've entered this really beautiful period of time coming up till just after the 8th, where the training wheels have been taken off. So think of yourself riding a bike. I was sharing this in our meditation the other night. Hi, Tika, nice to see you. Let me know if you guys can hear me clearly in the comments so that I don't do like an entire video again and then no one can hear me. So think of creation as you're riding a bike, right? And when you're riding your bike, you're like, I know this. I know how to ride a bike. Somewhere inside, deep inside, I know how to ride a bike. But you've got the training wheels on. And think of the training wheels in creation and manifestation as being your higher self, your soul, that's kind of guiding and guiding your way. Okay, great. Thank you so much. That's kind of guiding the way, helping you discern, maybe even clearing some of the creations that are what I would call miscreations, the things that you really wouldn't want to have happen. And the training wheels now have been taken off. So first, I want to thank our higher selves for being that support system, for guiding us and maybe cleaning and clearing for us so that we could start to see and discern how I created this thing, where I created this thing from. That's a saying that I've been saying publicly for at least 8 years now. Where are you creating from? Be very mindful as to where you're creating from, because you are sending out energy. Now, that energy is either in the direction of where you really want to go, or it's working in opposition to where you want to go. Hi, Megan. Nice to see you. And so right now we're in a window, I believe, where the training wheels have kind of been taken off for us. And this is giving us an opportunity to practice our balance and play a little bit in our manifestations to say, are you ready? Are you ready for instant manifestation? Are you aware enough of your thoughts? Are you directing your energy, your creation energy, in the exact direction that you want to go? Are you still miscreating or misfiring, right? And the reason why I say humanity, I don't think, has been ready for instant manifestation is because of this. In the last week, and this is why I say I think the training wheels have come off, I've watched several people that I've talked to be in a worried state about something, in a fear-based state about something, and the very things that they were fearful and worried about instantaneously manifest within 24 hours. The exact fearful event, the exact worrisome thing manifested in less than 24 hours. This is why I'm saying we all want instant manifestation and creation, but are we prepared to think and feel and utilize our creation energy in a direction, in a way that's actually for us, not against us? Okay? Hi, Lisa, nice to see you. So somebody asked this question in, I think, in Thrive Evolution, how do we prepare? How do we prepare for this upcoming solar eclipse? And I'm going to talk a little bit more about it in a second. I feel like we've all been preparing. And I was joking with Sasha about this yesterday. I said, you know, I think we've all been preparing. We've been preparing our entire life for this upcoming event, for all the celestial events that are occurring. Hi, Lainey, nice to see you. So if you've already been doing your spiritual work, you've already been conscious of your thoughts, you've already been conscious as to the direction that you're going, you've already been working on your manifestation, you've been doing the work. You're already prepared because you've been preparing. You've been cleaning house, you've been cleaning the filters, you've been cleaning the subconscious. And you know, it occurred to me the other day when I was thinking about this and answering this question with our community. Hi, Amy. I was thinking, wow, I feel so blessed because Gabriel and I are always given a 10 to 15 year ahead of schedule to prepare humanity for what's to come next. So right now I feel like I'm opening up to what's to come next for the next 10 to 15 years, because over the last 10 years, almost 15, Gabriel and I individually and recently together, put our businesses together, we've been doing this exact work with our community. Conscious creation and manifestation, cleaning, being very, think of our old Thrive and Fives, our focus, intention, vessel, energy. Where's the direction of your mind? Where's your focus? Where are your thoughts going? How are you using your creation energy? Are you navigating the emotional world? Are you cleaning house? Are you filling with vital life force energy from the divine, from source? Are you inviting that in? Are you living by your higher self? Are you activating your third eye so that you have clarity? And then are you consciously, actively a participant in your life, consciously, actively creating what it is that you want? This is the exact work that we've been doing in our world. And I feel so grateful in this moment that this has been given to us and that we've been able to share this with you guys, especially intently over the last 5 years online, because this is the work. So if you've paid attention to what we've been teaching, if you've been in any of our programs, if you've been on your own journey of spiritual awakening, hear me when I say you have been preparing, okay? You have been preparing. And you probably, if you're tuning in here, you've probably been preparing your entire life, because this is a journey of evolution and expansion and awakening and ascension, and you're on it now. So that's the first piece, okay? You all have been preparing. If you've been doing your internal work, if you've been cleaning your mind and your thoughts, if you've been directional about where you're going, if you've been navigating your emotions, cleaning house, using your emotion and emotional energy in a really healthy, positive way, and then filling up with vital life force energy and co-creating with the divine, you're on point, okay? If you haven't been doing those things, this is a great time to start doing those things, okay? So be very mindful as to the direction of your thoughts. Be aware of your thinking. What do you notice in a day? What are the thoughts that you're having? Where's your emotional energy going? Can you then redirect? Can you jump tracks for a moment? And just think butterfly, 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 butterfly. It takes practice to do this because we've all been conditioned. We've been conditioned to think outside of ourselves. We've been conditioned to think in unnatural ways. We need to come back to what's natural, and we need to come back to our power. So sometimes we need to prepare ourselves and prime ourselves by just refocusing the mind on butterfly, 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 or focusing our emotional energy on peace, 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 love, 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 joy, 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 and always in co-creation with the divine. So if you haven't been doing that internal work, I highly recommend that you start doing that now in preparation for Monday. So we're Friday today for Monday. I wanted to do this video earlier, but we were in Bacalar for a few days and the internet isn't so strong there. So I wasn't able to go live, and we also celebrated Arya's birthday. So this was the first opportunity that I've had to be able to go live. And to be honest with you, I got zonked over the last couple days. So I want to talk a little bit about these ascension symptoms that are in preparation for what's coming on Monday. So what's happening on Monday, just to back that up, we're entering into a solar eclipse. And this solar eclipse is really powerful. Hi, Catherine. Nice to see you. Hi, Luana. Hi, Claire. So this solar eclipse that we're entering into is really powerful, and I'm going to talk about why that is in a moment. But there are clearly spiritual ascension symptoms that are afoot. There's a couple things that I'm aware of, like those nasty little towers that they put up in the onset of the world going crazy at the exact same time. Coincidence? I think not. They dialed up the not so great frequencies of those things. And I know that because I've always been like the canary in the miner's cave. That's like, get out. There's, you know, something's not right. I've had hives breaking out all over my forearms, and that happened the week that they turned those things on. And every time they dial it up, I get the same burning feeling in my forearms, and then it goes away because my body is climatizing to those nasty frequencies. I believe that that just got turned up and dialed up, and everybody's feeling it. People are exhausted right now. People are highly irritable right now. People's emotions are all over the freaking place right now. People are having a really hard time navigating just a day. Zero energy. Doesn't matter how much coffee. I actually had to, and I love a good espresso. Y'all know that. But the last 2 days, I was like, I need to actually cleanse and purify my body vessel now. So I'm juicing right now. So here's one thing to do in preparation for Monday and the 8th. If you can, do a gentle cleanse. Whatever that looks like to you. For me, I took coffee out. I'm eating a lot more fruits and vegetables. I'm doing a lot of juicing right now, lots of water, lots of fruit juices. It's just what my body naturally is asking for and wanting. Take out the overstimulation because I'm already being overstimulated, clearly. And so then the second piece of that is give yourself space to rest, a lot more space than usual. This is not the time to hyperspeed power up. This is actually a time to give yourself some rest. There's a lot that's happening, and I'm going to talk about that in a moment. A lot that is happening. And when there's a lot happening, and there's a lot of high frequency, high energy, ascension happening, solar eclipse coming up, solar flare activity at an all-time high, you guys, you have to be very gentle with yourself. You're like a newborn baby that's growing. Babies sleep a lot. I know. They sleep a lot. You got to give yourself that same presence. Today I woke up. I had breakfast. I went back to bed for 2 hours. I woke up, I did a session, I went back to bed for 2 hours. I woke up, did another session, went back to sleep. I've had 3 naps today, actually 4. I just had a 4th. When the internet wasn't working and allowing me to do this video, for whatever the reasons, I decided, you know what, I'm gonna shut it down. I'm gonna go lay in the sun and take in the vibrancy of the sun without any blockage. We don't wear that stuff here. Take in the natural rays of the light and the sunshine, and I let it in, and it felt so good. This is what we need to be doing right now. What to do in preparation? Get outside as much as you can. Ground to earth as much as you can. Sorry, someone's having a party over there, so you can probably hear the music. You know, the do-do-do-do-do. I'm gonna hope that that's like ambience for you all. So get outside as much as you can. Feet on the earth. Hi, Mandy. Nice to see you. Breathe in the fresh air. Let the sun touch your skin. Free of all the blocks, okay? You know what I'm talking about. Yeah, whoop whoop party, exactly. Let the sun touch your skin. Drink lots of water. Listen to what your body is asking of you right now and give it exactly that, okay? If you're not wanting stimulants, take that out. If you're wanting fresh fruits and vegetables, put that in. If you need to eat more grounding foods like potatoes, eat potatoes. Some of you might feel like you need to eat meat, like whatever. Each of your constitutions are different. There's not a one size fits all. You have to know what's good for you and what you need, okay? So really listen to your body. Ask your body what it needs right now to support you in this journey and support you in this ascension that we're going through, and to prepare you for the massive solar energy that is hitting us right now and in preparation for the eclipse. And then listen to your body, give your body what it needs. There's not a one size fits all. Okay. Hi, Paige. Nice to see you. Hi, Vicky. All right. So let's talk about what's happening on the 8th. Many of you know there's an eclipse. I think everybody's talking about it. Some places are freaking out about it and calling states of emergency, which is mind-blowing to me. The key for this upcoming time period is to not go into fear. Remember I said at the top of this video, you are creating always. You're creating from somewhere. This is a powerful time of instant manifestation and creation. If you are focused in fear, you're going to create fear. I said this 4 years ago. I said this 5 years ago. I said this 3 years ago. I said this 2 years ago about decisions that were being made by humanity. If you are making decisions based off of fear, there's going to be a fallout. This is a rather big one. So you really need to be mindful as to the direction of your thoughts, the direction of your energy, what you're focused on and what you're creating. And be it something that is beautiful and loving and a direction that you want to go in, a path that you're like, I would joyfully, happily walk that path. If that's the direction, create that. If you're like, nah, I don't want that, great, jump tracks. Create and focus on something that you want. We're in a very powerful window. This upcoming eclipse is a rare one. It was recorded, and if any of you caught that video that I shared from my friend Sasha, they talked, all the elders, the Mayans, the Hopi, the other Native American tribes, Hawaiian tribes, they're all talking about the same thing. This was recorded over 14,000 years ago. This upcoming eclipse was recorded over 14,000 years ago. So I pay attention to those things. I also pay attention to when there's big events happening in the collective. When I hear from a lot of people going through something very similar, I pay attention to the patterns. Okay? Yes, it was incredible, wasn't it? So powerful. Hi, Bridget. Nice to see you. Hi, Lisa. Hi, Adriana. Nice to see you. It was a very powerful video. It's on my page somewhere or on my profile, so just scroll down if you want later and watch it. I saw him yesterday. We saw him in Bacalar. He's a friend of ours. And I asked him, I said, big energy's afoot. I said, we're coming up to a very powerful time. He's like, indeed. And he said, have you followed Rudolf Steiner's work? And I said, well, I trained as a color therapist, a color healing therapist, like 20 some years ago, and it was Rudolf Steiner's work that we followed. And he said, have you read any of his books? And I said, maybe, but it was so long ago, and you know, certain information sticks at certain times, right? And he said, what Rudolf Steiner believes about eclipses is this, and I think this is really fascinating. Hi, Tracy, nice to see you. So if you've been in Thrive, you've heard me say this about the sun. The sun isn't just the sun, okay, what we've been taught in school. The sun is a celestial body. It's basically us shining itself back at us. It's a major vortex of creation. And I've led and guided our community and Thrive into the sun, like into a portal of the sun. And the experiences that people had were mind-blowing. And we all had very similar experiences, that we got to greet and meet our higher selves, that we got to greet and meet our soul tribe and there's like a civilization, that we all had the feeling that that's where we came from. And so what he was sharing about what Rudolf Steiner said was that the sun, when we create, there is a direct connection that we have to the sun. This is why most of us love the sun, hence the reason why they have us blocking the sun, right? Put your sunglasses on, put that sunblock on. Think about the word sunblock, right? Sunglasses, different filters. Many of you know this. I stopped wearing sunglasses years ago and I healed my eyes. I used to need glasses to see. I don't wear sunblock. We don't wear sunblock. We don't put it on our kids. We definitely don't sit in the sun and fry all day, okay? But, you know, I knew that there was something more to the sun, and I was sharing this in Thrive. And all of us had the same feeling that we are deeply connected to the sun, and that the sun is like this celestial body that gives us everything that we need to amplify our manifestations and creations. Yeah, me too, right? And so what Rudolf Steiner's work was saying was that when we manifest and create there, and this is what Sasha was sharing with us yesterday, that it's like a direct line of connection. Our thoughts, our energy, our emotions go straight to that celestial body, and then it gives us the life-giving substance that we need to manifest that very thing. Isn't that how the plants grow here? Isn't that how the earth grows here? So it only makes sense that us as a living organism would grow the same way, right? He said, but when there's an eclipse, and the moon comes in front of the sun, it's blocking, it's like a cutoff from that celestial body. But our manifestations are going somewhere always. I've always said this. Our manifestations and our creations are going somewhere always. There's never a time where you are not creating. This is why the work that we've been doing in Thrive is so relevant to right now, because we've literally been training people how to consciously create their realities and not create from pain and suffering anymore. So when the sun gets blocked, we don't have that line of connection to that celestial body for a few moments. Down here in Mexico, it's going to be about 4 minutes, depending on where people are and depending on where the path is going. Okay, so you got to look that up for yourself to see where the path is. But that line of connection is going to be blocked. what Rudolf Steiner was saying, this is what Sasha was sharing with us, is that our thoughts are still going somewhere, and they're actually going out into the universal field. And it's a rare moment in time and in a point in our evolution where our thoughts have the capacity to influence the universe, to actually make change in the universal field of consciousness for real. So maybe you're interested in creating a whole new planetary system. Maybe you're interested in having health for the whole of everything that exists. Maybe you're interested in prosperity and abundance for everyone. Maybe you're interested, maybe you love creativity and artistic expression. You each carry a seed, and I have a meditation for you guys, by the way, which I'll share with you in a second. Each of you carry a seed, and this is what we've been doing in Thrive in the last couple sessions. You all carry a seed, and that seed is being activated right now. The work that you've been doing and the work that we're doing now in Thrive with our people, we're activating consciously those seeds so that when the moment comes, we're ready to give those seeds to Gaia. Gaia's Earth, and Gaia is a big part of, she's a celestial body as well. She's not just a rock. She's a celestial being and a celestial body that we have the opportunity to be a part of. And right now, Gaia is going through an ascension, and she's asking for us to contribute the highest thoughts and the highest creations possible for new Earth, for the evolution of Earth and all beings on it. This is a really big moment in time. So to underestimate it or to run in fear and panic, go in, okay? Go in, clean your inner house. We're being prepared right now. This is why I think we're sleeping so much. This is why I think that we're like, I gotta sleep, because you grow the fastest when you sleep. You get nourished when you sleep. You get a direct line of connection to the divine, or be in deep meditation for hours at a time if you can. If not, sleep. This is what I've been telling the kids. I'm like, mommy needs to sleep right now. And they know. I've been honest with them. They know. And so as we lead up to this, and in that moment of the eclipse, your creations are going to go out, and you have an opportunity as a divine sovereign being to create miraculous things for the universe. Who knows how far and wide and how reaching those thoughts are going to go? Who knows the impact long term that that's going to have on the whole? That gets me very excited. We're in a very, very powerful window. Yeah, I've been waking up too, Lisa, between that 3 and 4 for the last 2 weeks now. And so I get up and I meditate and I focus my thoughts and I focus my energy and I keep with this prayer, abundance for all, health for all, peace for all. And there's a bunch of other things about that. But I did record a meditation for you guys because a lot of people were asking how to prepare. And I did guide our Thrivers through a special activation, but I created a slightly different one because many of you have not gone through Thrive. And so there is an initiation we're realizing that happens within Thrive that prepares you for ascension, that prepares you for what comes next. And this is preparing you for the next 26,000 year cycle. That's not to be underestimated, right? So there's a meditation that I recorded. If you want access to this meditation, just type the word meditation. And I'll come back and I'll send you guys the link. I might even just post the link so everybody can just get access to it real quick. I highly recommend that you do this meditation because it's guiding you through how to activate the light within you, how to activate the seeds within you, and then how to give those to Gaia. And people have asked, how do I prepare? Again, remember, you've been preparing your whole life. If you've been walking a conscious path, doesn't matter how long, you have been preparing. If you're awake to something, you've been preparing. So now this is about the next step. This is about your ascension. This is about your co-creation. And everything is coming to this moment, and not to put pressure on the moment, but I think it's really important for us to maximize these windows. They come and they go. And these windows are like vortex moments. It's like going to Sedona. Sedona's either gonna receive you and love you and give right back to you, or it's gonna spit you out because you're not ready for it. Prepare yourself in the next 3 days to come. Sleep when you need to sleep. Eat well and listen to your body. Cleanse your thoughts. Purify your emotions. Purify your energy body. Use frequency technologies as much as you can. Frequency technologies like sound, crystal bowls, healing music, nature, sunlight, clean, clear water, frequency technologies like crystals, subtle aromatherapy, not dousing yourself with the strong, but like dilute it in some coconut oil and use the frequency, homeopathic remedies, light therapy, color therapy, Reiki, chakra balancing, meditation. There's other frequency technologies like the Healy device, which we now have and we love and we use regularly because we need some extra support with especially all these towers. There's the wand, the iTero wand, which we have one of those as well. I've been using that regularly right now. There are so many pieces available to you. Use them. Use what's available to you, okay? As we prepare. And then on the day, so this is like, just blocking the wind a little bit, at 4:44 on my clock. This is the important piece. Find out when the eclipse reaches its peak in your time zone, okay? And if it doesn't pass through exactly, tune into it somewhere. You're a multidimensional being. You could tune into where Sasha and them are going to the, I call it the belly button. I'm just going to block the wind here for a sec. I call it the belly button. I think it's a zone of silence they're going to. You can energetically teleport yourself there. Just think yourself there and you're there. In those 4.5 minutes, and I'm actually going to do this for a full hour. So if you don't have a full hour, 4.5 minutes, that's less than five. That's not long. We always say thrive in five, right? You can do anything in 5 minutes or less. Dedicate time on that day during the apex of the eclipse for 4.5 minutes. Go within. Don't go look out there. That's what they want. You go in. You activate your own light. Activate your light within. Find the light within you. You have light everywhere within you. Activate the light within and then consciously project through your body, through your consciousness, through your thoughts, through your energy, what would new earth look like? If I could contribute to a healthy earth, a thriving earth, a harmonized earth, a beautiful earth, what would that look like? What would that be? And this is what the meditation prepares you to do. And give that out. Give that to the universal field. Give that down to Gaia. Give that to your own cells in your consciousness. This is a powerful window. There are a lot of other sitting not in the light that are gearing up. And if they're gearing up, you know that they're going to try to utilize that energy. You can intercept. You are a powerful being. You do that through your thoughts. You do that through your consciousness. And some people might think this is a bunch of hogwash, and that's okay. Go on about your business. Live life the way that you want. I just know that on that day, I'm not going to be looking up there at the celestial event. I'm going to be looking in here at the celestial event and activating the seeds that were given to me at the beginning of time for my consciousness to activate, to contribute to the planet, because I'm here to help create heaven and bliss and joy and health and prosperity on earth. And I know many of you are here to do the same. And if that resonates with you, then do that. Don't follow the crowd. Don't follow the herd. Go in. Listen to your truth. Listen to the echoes and the whispers of your soul. Let that speak to you. This is a powerful window, and it will open and it will close. And whatever happens from there, so be it. But I believe we have an opportunity to make some pretty big waves on the planet and within human consciousness. Just like, do you remember last summer in Northern Ontario when there were all the fires? Lit fires, I will say. And we did a meditation and we prayed for rain. And it rained. Just like 4 years ago when we meditated for more light and peace and sovereignty and freedom. And people started to awaken. Every single time we do this, guys, we do this collectively, you are playing a part in the creation and the manifestation of something miraculous and something amazing, but you have to be willing to step outside of the norm. You have to be willing to step outside of the noise. You have to be willing to find your inner truth and your inner light. This is why the training wheels are off right now. And if you're experiencing some stuff that you're like, that is not pretty manifestation, that's some crazy ass manifestation, that's you reflecting back to you, showing you the quality of your thoughts in your mind, showing you how you're utilizing your emotions and your emotional energy, and showing how you're using your energy. It's not for the faint of heart. Take some humble pie to look at that and be like, eek, kind of miscreated there. Okay, back to the drawing board. Let me clean house. Use these next 3 days to clean house. And then on that day, look at when it's at its apex and go within. Activate the light within. You are a powerful being. I've been saying this forever. You are a powerful being. You came here with seeds of creation and light to be activated. Activate them now. And that's what this meditation is about. So if you guys want access to that meditation, just type the word meditation. I'll send you the link. You can download it. It's a free download. I wanted to create something for you guys to prepare you and prepare your energy, to prepare your thoughts, to prepare your emotions, and for you to activate those seeds of creation and to give what is meant to be given to Gaia and to the divine and to humanity so that we can start creating something totally different. I don't know about you, but I'm done with history repeating itself. Been there, done that, 1,000, maybe more times over. Ready for something new. And this is what we're stepping into. Yeah. Yeah, frequency is so important. Right now it's really, really important. Yeah, schedule the day off if you need to, for sure. Lisa's saying, I scheduled myself all day. Yeah, off all day, eclipse day. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can use the meditation before or during. It's gonna be good for both, before or during. And it's gonna guide you to go within. Yeah, so some of you might wanna be quiet on that day and go within. Some of you might wanna be guided into that space. I think we're gonna go to a cenote and hum. That was the other thing that Sasha and a lot of the elders were saying, that on that day they're gonna hum, which is the primordial sound, older than Om. It's just the hum, hum. We did that when we were in Bacalar. Hum. Bring your sound to life. Let the frequencies of your own voice activate what is deep within you. It's all there. You were born with it. You came in with it. So this is a very exciting time. It is 100%. You're ready. I know, me too. I'm so ready for it. I think a lot of people are. I think we've been kind of, you know, waiting, not waiting, right? But yeah, there's been a lot of big fear projection happening to people, having people feel scared. Yeah, exactly. 100%. So we just have to be mindful of that and not listen to the noise. Not listen to the noise. Ah, thank you. Yes, Mexico. I love Mexico. It's so good. It's so good being down here. And honestly, I slept almost all day today. So with the ascension, this is the last piece that I want to cover. With this ascension and elevation that's happening, you might feel extra tired. You might feel like, holy cow, like I slept a full night and I'm exhausted. That's because you're growing. You're integrating a lot of light right now. There are more light particles in the universal field and in and around us and in our atmosphere than ever recorded. That's huge. Those of you that know light and healing and frequency and sound, you know what that means. That's like, if you could only see and feel the magnitude of the particles and the light, this is why we need to be out and receive it. You need to be outside and receive it. Doesn't matter how cold it is, get outside. Put your bare feet on the ground. Let your skin touch the air. Let your skin touch the sunlight. Let it in. So we're a little bit tired more than normal. We might be feeling the call to cleanse a little bit. You might be feeling these like repetitive old patterns and just something feels off. It's like, this again? Like it feels off? It's okay. That's just the old coming up. A lot of conversations that I've had with our Thrive clients this week was a lot of people are finding old things coming up from the past, from childhood, from their teen years, from baby, from utero. That's coming up to cleanse and clear right now. This is how we move forward. It's like burning off the old. It's cleansing off the old so that we purify. It's like walking through the flames, right? You purify so that you can then come into an open, receptive, spacious space to receive more of the light particles. Yep, old back pain coming back, 100%. Yep, 100%. And that's an indication. So this is what I've been saying to our thrivers too. It's not about going digging, right, deep into the old like wounds and stuff like that right now. don't do that. Clear on the fly. Many of you know what that means if you've been in our programs. Hi, Kimberly. Hi, Corey. Clear on the fly. So cleanse and clear. Use your breath. Use the light. Use the natural elements. Cleanse and clear whatever is coming up on the surface. Don't go digging below the surface right now. We really, like, that's not where our creational energy is meant to be. We're meant to be cleansing. It's like gentle exfoliation, okay? Or like taking a bath in Epsom salts or taking a swim in the ocean. You go and you let the purification happen. You let the purity happen. You don't go messing around in it. You float, you sit in the bathtub, you do nothing, and you let the purification happen. And then you come out and you're refreshed. It's like sitting in the sun, what I did, you know, for an hour. Sit in the sun, let the purification happen. Go sit in salt water, let the purification happen. Then come out and refocus your thoughts again. You really want to have your thoughts going in the direction of where you want to go. Yeah, let me read some more comments here. And thank you for saying that, Jennifer, because yes, we've been seeing that. So much and have had to be within my childhood home a lot this past week and been really hard. So that's coming up for a lot of people too, where they're being returned to the old, right? To our childhood nature, because we're being asked to purify. We're being asked to cleanse. Hi, Lisa. Nice to see you. Yes, big time. I've seen with Dan old stuff surface. Yeah. Yeah, that's amazing. And see, this is what's going to come from that. Exactly that is new ideas are going to surface. You're going to spark to life new creations, new ways, new ideas. I've been having it happen even with our company. We grew so fast within 5 years that I feel like I'm just catching my breath. And today what came to me when I was laying in the sun was I want it to be soulful, successful, sustainable. That really honors and values life, that we have downtime, that we have time to play, because we got really busy. We had 7 programs on the go at one point and it was great, but it wasn't sustainable. And so you will have new ideas, new frameworks pop up, new ways of being that are really going to honor and value all parts of our life so that we can be happy and whole and free and valued and honored in all the ways. So think about what you want to create. Think about what you want Earth to be. Think about what you want your life to be. And if you're not quite sure, just hold some clear vibration of love, joy, peace, abundance, health, prosperity, freedom. Hold those qualities. Those are powerful, okay? And then all the other details, they'll get filled in. You'll get inspired and they'll get filled in. So I hope this has made a difference. If you want access to the meditation, just type meditation. I'll send you the link. You can download it for free. It's gonna be powerful. Make sure on that day, you're not gonna see me doing a plug-in and power-up on Monday. Ooh, surprise. You won't see me doing a plug-in and power-up on Monday because I'm going to... Oh, that was the last thing I want to tell you. I heard this from Sasha because, again, we visited with him yesterday. Tech off on Monday as much as possible. So we're going to tech out on Monday as much as possible. We're going to turn off our phones, turn off our internet, turn off the TV, be outside as much as possible for a lot of reasons. It's interference. All that stuff is interference, right? And you want to dial down the interference so that you can tune in more clearly to the light within, the divine within, the truth within. So that's something that we're going to be doing on Monday as well that I wanted to share with you. We were in Bacalar. We were there for the week. We just got back last night. I got to go tend to the boys now. I'm flying solo. Okay, let me see. But I would say on Monday, in case I don't see you guys until Tuesday, because that is a good possibility, maybe I'll tune in later in the evening on Monday. But if I don't see you before then, happy joyful eclipse, happy joyful creating, make it conscious, make it beautiful, make it happy, make it joyful, make it the most exceptional dream you could ever possibly imagine for humanity. And I will see you all on the other side.
Thank you so much for joining us today on another episode of the Rising Consciousness Show. For more high vibration conversations, meditations, energy activations, and tips and tools on creating your most exceptional life, we lovingly invite you to connect with us at academyoflight.ca. The website is www.academyoflight.ca. It is time to create your heaven on earth experience, and we look forward to sharing this beautiful journey with you.
You're listening to Rising Consciousness, yeah.
Woo!
Woo!